But I wrote other pieces of blues information. Because what had happened was that I had found out later on, unfortunately, in my education about people like Langston Hughes, about people like Sterling Brown, about people like County Cullen and Gene Toomer and Claude McKay. And these people had taken the blues as a poetry form back in the 20s and the teens during the Harlem Renaissance, and they had fine-tuned the blues. They had sanded it down so that it became a remarkable sort of an art form. But what happened is that in many instances, we didn't learn about that. We learned about the kind of poetry that nobody could understand. Like on 17th Street, 9th Avenue, when I was a teenager, man, we didn't want to hear nothing about poetry. Somebody say something about poetry, we say, oh yeah, where's he at? Bring him on over here. Because we was into shooting the jumper, and that was damn near all. So in the 9th grade, like a teacher sneaked up on us and put these pieces of paper on the table, told everybody to read them, and then tell her what we thought about it. So I said, well, it's all right. Shit, I'll try it. I looked at the poem. The poem said, what now outside the wall I see a shadow of an image me. I said, well, goddamn, let me read this again. What now outside the wall? In the back of the room, somebody said, hey, this must be deep. Because, you know, like, this must be deep. It's like a drape that we throw over everything, you know, like what we must be, this must be deep means that, like, I recognize all of these words individually. But damn if I can get anything out of the order in which they currently appear. This must be deep. I mean, because you figure must be deep is in this book. You say, well, why the hell would they put it in this book if it didn't mean nothing? Because ordinarily you read that, don't mean nothing. You say, hey, this must be nonsense. But you don't want to say that with the teacher standing right next to you. Why you give me this, you know? So you say, hey, this must be deep. And what happens is that when a lot of folks get ready to write poetry, that's what they decide they're going to be, deep. They decide they're going to be poetic. So they come up to me, people come up to me sometimes and say, hey, read my poem. I read it. What now outside the wall I see. And the only thing I can say to them is, hey, this must be deep. Because like being influenced by the kind of poetry that we were all introduced to, people feel as though like the way to be poetic is to make sure that there's certain little parts of it can't nobody understand. Why would you need a poet to make things more complex? Two winos can make things more complex. One of them say to the other one, well, is it best? Is that you? And the other one look at him right serious and say, yeah. And they communicated. You see, if communication is what it's all about, as far as most people sitting around watching, it could have been two poets talking to one another. They didn't have a clue. So the idea became not only to use ideas that were familiar to people in the community, but to use the language that everybody could understand.
Of course, this poetry was always put down as street poetry because, of course, that's where the people were. People were on the street, and these were the people that you wanted to communicate with. Did an idea one time about how often it is that folks brother and sister one another, and how rare it is that something actually comes out of that that people can grasp onto. Did a poem about the fact that oftentimes the people who are doing the most talking and the kind of conversations that you run into around this neighborhood should be the ones doing the most listening. The poem we did was called Billy Green is Dead. The economy's in an uproar. The whole damn country's in the red. The taxi fares is going up. What? You say Billy Green is dead. The government can't decide on busing, or at least that's what they said. Yeah, I heard you when you told me. You said that Billy Green was dead. But let me tell you about these hot pants that this big leg sister wore when I was partying the other night. What you say? Billy took an overdose. Well, now, junkies will be junkies, but did you see gun smoke last night? Man, they had themselves a shootout and folks was dying left and right. At the end, when Matt was cornered, I had damn near give up hope. Why you keep on interrupting me? You say my son is taking dope. Well, then call the law and call the doctor. What you mean I shouldn't scream? My only son is on narcotics. Should I stand here like I'm pleased? Is that familiar, anybody? Check out what's inside your head, you see. Never seems to matter when it's Billy Green who's dead. Thank you.
Thank you. cost me love that would never die. That promise you made was only a lie. Now after you've gone all alone, I'll pine for all that I've got is a worried mind. Just left me there. I needed you so, but you didn't care. You found a new love and a home so fine. But all that I've got is a worried mind.
A worried
is an amazingly talented Lettucey.
It's coming on Christmas, cutting down trees, putting in reindeers, and singing songs of joy and peace. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. It don't snow here, it stays pretty green. Gonna make a lot of money, then I'm gonna leave this crazy scene. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Wish I had a river so long I could teach my feet to fly. To help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, he made me weak at the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river and skied away on. So hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I've gone and lost the best baby that I ever had.
Thank you. Dedicate my life, dedicate my love, dedicate my heart to you. Every waking hour, satisfy my soul. You're so amazing. Long as I'm alive, I belong to you. And I'll do anything you want me to. Something in your eyes, mirror of your soul. You're so amazing. Say what? All through the years and eternally, everlasting love, you are to me so amazing, so amazing. Dedicate my life, dedicate my love. To move you, every waking hour, satisfy my soul. You're so amazing. And you are so amazing. That's on the new record, y'all. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We're going to keep it moving.
Thank you. Very much. Thank you.
Back. Hey, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is the Jazz Corner. Kevin Amoson with you for Sunday.
Thank you.
Hey everyone, we got a long set, so bear with me while I sit here and read everything. And we're going to start at the beginning, and hopefully, if it doesn't mess up, we'll go back to the last one we heard. Something from Marvin Gaye. This Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On, the deluxe edition, has been really worked on a lot. But before we get into that, let's talk about what we started off with. Start off with Gil Scott-Heron talking about his story, and got into Gil's talking about blues and poetry. You know, how to keep it real. Then we